Hello, this is Brian Hale with a Panhandle Scanner special report on the Thermal Drone Rescue Mission. We were first alerted just before 12:30 a.m. Mountain Time, late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, with the following traffic. And do keep in mind, NSP in North Platte does use Central Time Zone timestamps.
No county calls. Requesting 89. Mom called about her son and a female. They high-centered a vehicle in a field and were walking 385. Last known was mile marker 100 of Route 385. Lost contact about 5 to 10 minutes ago. Deputy is headed north on 385.
At that time, Trooper 300 was in the area and heard the call.
Trooper 300.
Head that direction as well. If they could start the process, Morrill County, you get a pain on 10-12 as well.
8 does not meet requirements for pumping.
174.
Rose down 385.
It's that she was tracking him by GPS. It showed he was off in the hills. She's unsure how to get over in that direction. His phone has also died. Also, she is on Highway 385, approximately mile marker 100, with her hazards on and a Jeep compass.
Non-maintained private roads out there. It's all private areas. We'll take a look.
10-4. 135. It looked like it was on the west side of the highway, west side of the highway. 10-4.
At that point, we posted on Facebook that this was a peculiar situation with the mother trying to track down the kids on GPS while the phone had died. What would they do next?
This is an odd situation. Could you contact Alliance PD and see if an officer could go around the area of 2nd and Box Butte, between 2nd Box Butte and 2nd and Laramie, and see if they can find a silver Subaru Outback belonging to that subject.
I will check and advise. North Platte 174. Alliance PD is going to check and advise. She'll have the sergeant contact you directly. 10-4.
And several hours went by with no sign of him.
1097 area.
0616.
And then, finally, thanks to our Nebraska State Patrol thermal drone operator.
349 North Platte. Can you pin a location?
10-4. Go ahead.
41317. Negative 103.063155, 1078. It's a fire. I think these 10-12 may have started my location. 349 North Platte. That's going to be the 10-12. I can see them on the drone.
That's going to be our 10-12s. I can see them on the drone, he says. Great work, Nebraska State Patrol, in cooperation with Morrill County Sheriff's Office.
He advised Morrill County of that GPS location. Let them know that's where the 10-12s are. Can also advise 359?
359, public service. She's still needed.
Stand by for now, means we know where they're at. Walk too much further than the state put until we get to them.
We're going to direct.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to start heading down that 10-20 a.m. in Alliance?
I mean, then, but you won't be able to get out through these pastures with your patrol car.
Only just in case you need additional drone batteries.
No, means I've already located. Hopefully they stay put.
10-4.
Go ahead, 349.
I'm going to wait for a little bit. I got to put out a fire, and then I'll be out of here with them, backing around to the highway with these two 10-12s.
10-4, 801. 349 direct.
I'm
not going to be able to get out to your 10-20. The deputies are en route to you. I've got an ambulance. Standing by with me to check 10-12 out once it gets back to the highway.
Stay at the highway. Just have them stay at the highway. There's no way they're going to make it out through here.
10-4. 609 North Platte. You can advise Morrill County to advise the deputies. They're already about a mile down the road.
Marker, disabled vehicle marker, where the 10-12 vehicle stranded at, and let them know I'm working my way back to the highway.
36.
And finally, after working through the night, the kids were rescued by sunup. To learn more about this story, just visit our news blog at diggingdeeper.net or follow Panhandle Scanner on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.